This year, The Avenue and the Fox Cities Chamber are celebrating historical milestones. The Avenue with 15 years and the Chamber with 150. Together, recognizing other chamber members with their own milestone celebrations.
This is Becky Bartosik with the Fox Cities Chamber, and we are so excited here to have with us our guest today, Robin Gruner with AT&T. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, Becky. Thanks for having me.
So we are just so excited to celebrate the partnership with the Fox Cities Chamber and AT&T. It's 95 years this year that AT&T has been a member of our chamber.
That's a pretty incredible number, and I'm excited to be here to celebrate that. As you know, the Fox Cities Chamber has been an important partner for AT&T, and we're very excited to be a part of the organization and the commitment that we both have to the community.
AT&T is such an important organization historically and today for our community as well as our country. Robin, you've done so much work giving back to our state and to our community. Could you share with the listeners a little bit more about some of the things that AT&T has been involved with historically, and then where the focus is today for you?
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to share our story because I think we do have a pretty incredible story. And a lot of these things people just may not know. You use your smartphone device, your AT&T smartphone device, and you probably don't realize the investment that goes behind it. One number I'd love to share is over the last several years, the 2019 to 2023 time period, nearly $1.4 billion has been invested by AT&T in our Wisconsin network. And one other thing I'd really love to talk about is AT&T's focus on helping to bridge the digital divide. Our company, AT&T, has recently committed an additional $3 billion for a total of $5 billion since 2021 to narrow the digital divide across the country.
And how exciting for all of us to know that they continue to make this investment. Could you share a little bit more about what AT&T has done to help our nonprofits in our community?
Absolutely. You know, we're very committed to the communities where we live and work. AT&T has over 1,400 employees in the state of Wisconsin, and we care very much about the places that we live, the places that we work, the places that our kids go to school. We are very committed right now to helping to bridge the digital divide. We're doing a lot of investment in nonprofit organizations that have programs that are helping with digital literacy programs and programs to help people get connected to each other and connected to the internet. We are helping to address the main barriers to connectivity, affordability, adoption for those that need it the most. But, you know, I'm most proud of the last several years within the Fox Cities. We've made some significant contributions and investments, both in time and treasure, in a variety of different nonprofit organizations. Most of those nonprofit organizations have worked with veterans, our veterans community, organizations that have been working with high school students to help keep them in school, to help prepare them for what's after school, mentoring types of organizations. And now, like I've mentioned, organizations that have programs to help bridge the digital divide. It's a critical piece of a strong community. And I know AT&T is very happy to be able to be a part of that puzzle alongside with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce to make sure that we have a strong and thriving community.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Robin. And thank you so much for everything that AT&T has done for our community. And I want to thank you personally for everything you do as well.
That was Becky Bartosik, President and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber, a nonprofit supporting partner of The Avenue, with today's milestone profile.